And the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, that's a profound statement. Don't let that pass you by. The Bible doesn't say, okay, just the church at Thyatira hear what I'm saying to Thyatira. Or just these four churches need to hear what I'm saying to them. No, he that hath an ear. Let me ask this. Do you have an ear this morning? Then God's talking to you. You know, I get so tired of people always telling me. I try to show them things in the Bible. Oh, that's not for us. That's not for us. Oh, what about the book of Genesis? Nope, Old Testament, not for us. Oh, what about Psalms? Nope, not for us, Old Testament. What about Matthew? Nope, not for us. That was for the Jews. Oh, what about the book of Mark? Nope, that was for the Romans, not for you. Oh, can't get your doctrine from Hebrews. That's for the Hebrews. Oh, can't get your doctrine from James. That's for the Jews. Oh, can't get your doctrine from Titus. That's only for Titus. You know, every promise in the book is mine, every chapter, every verse, every line. And the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know what? Just because you don't go to the church at Thyatira, you better learn the lessons of what God told the church at Thyatira. And just because you don't go to the church at Smyrna, you better still be faithful unto death. And just because you don't go to the church at Pergamos, you better still not eat things sacrificed unto idols. You know, we need to realize that the Word of God is addressed unto us. It's for us today. It's written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. And so we need to take these messages to the seven churches and realize that they are a message to our church today.